Revelation chapter 18. And after these things I saw another angel come down from heaven, having great power, and the earth was illuminated with his glory. And he shouted mightily with a strong voice, Babylon the great has fallen, and has become the dwelling place of devils, and the hold of every foul spirit, and a cage of every unclean and hateful bird. For all nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication, and the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth have grown rich through the abundance of her delicacies. And I heard another voice from heaven, Come out of her, my people, so that you're not partakers of her sins, and so you're not a victim of her plagues. For her sins have reached to heaven, and God has remembered her sins. Reward her as she rewarded you, and double to her, double according to her works, in the cup that she has filled, fill to her double. As much as she has glorified herself and lived deliciously, so much torment and sorrow give her, for she says in her heart, I sit a queen, and am no widow, and will see no sorrow. Therefore her plagues shall come in one day, death and mourning and famine, and she shall be completely burned with fire, for strong is the Lord who judges her. And the kings of the earth, who have committed fornication and lived deliciously with her, shall bewail her and lament for her when they see the smoke of her burning, standing afar off for the fear of her torment, saying, Alas, alas, that great city, Babylon, that mighty city, for in one hour your judgment has come. And the merchants of the earth shall cry and mourn over her, for no man buys their merchandise anymore. The merchandise of gold and silver and precious stones and of pearls and fine linen and purple and silk and red cloth and all thyine wood and all kinds of containers of ivory and all kinds of containers of most precious wood and of brass and iron and marble and cinnamon and odors and ointments and frankincense, and wine, and oil, and fine flour, and wheat, and animals, and sheep, and horses, and chariots, and slaves, and souls of men. And the fruits that your soul lusted for have departed from you, and all things that were dainty and good have departed from you, and you will find them no more at all. The merchants of these things who were made rich by her shall stand far off for the fear of her torment, crying and wailing, and saying, Alas, alas, that great city that was filled, that was clothed in fine linen and purple and red cloth, and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls. For in one hour such great riches has come to nothing, and every shipmaster and all the company in ships and sailors and as many as trade by sea stood far off, and when they saw the smoke of her burning, shouted, What city is like this great city? And they threw dust on their heads and shouted, crying and wailing, saying, Alas, alas, that great city in which all that had ships in the sea were made rich because of her costliness. For in one hour she's made desolate. Rejoice over her, you heaven, and you holy apostles and prophets. For God has avenged you against her. And a mighty angel took up a stone like a great millstone and threw it into the sea, saying, Thus with violence shall that great city Babylon be thrown down and shall be found no more at all. And the voice of harpers and musicians and of flutists and trumpeters shall be heard no more at all in you, and no craftsman of whatever craft he is shall be found any more in you, and the sound of a millstone shall be heard no more at all in you, and the light of a candle shall shine no more at all in you, and the voice of the bridegroom and of the bride shall be heard no more at all in you. For your merchants were the great men of the earth, for by your sorceries all nations were deceived, and in her was found the blood of prophets and of saints and of all that were killed in the earth.